From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has strongly condemned the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in Aleppo. Meantime, Secretary of State John Kerry also addressed the situation in Syria.
It's one of those, you know, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
The United States is pushing Russia to pressure Syria to honor a ceasefire and let relief convoys into Aleppo. UN Refugee Agency is warning the pending battle by Iraqi government forces to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants could trigger one of the largest man-made disasters in many years. UNHCR representative in Iraq, Bruno Ghetto, says his agency is concerned about the safety and protection of civilians who are fleeing Mosul.
There is that risk that civilians may be used as human shields. So it will require a lot of tactics, I presume, from the military and from the coalition to try and extract them.
Ghetto warns that Iraqi civilians could get caught in a terrible situation if IS militants decide to make a last stand to keep control of Mosul. Sudan's Justice Minister Awad Hassan El-Nour has refuted claims by displaced persons in the Jebel Mara area of Darfur that they suffered chemical exposure at the hands of the government of Sudan. Amnesty International says the symptoms of the people are due to chemical weapons. This is VOA News. President Obama spoke today in Jerusalem at the funeral of former Israeli leader Shimon Peres. He said Peres witnessed many atrocities in his lifetime, and he understood how human beings can inflict intense cruelty on one another.
That understanding would never harden his heart. It would never extinguish his faith. Instead, it broadened his moral imagination and gave him the capacity to see all people as deserving of dignity and respect. It helped him see not just the world as it is, but the world as it should be.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas also attended the funeral. He said he hoped to send a strong message to Israeli society that the Palestinians are for peace and appreciate the efforts of peaceful men like Shimon Peres. Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago and died Wednesday at the age of 93. South Korea has announced a new location for an advanced U.S. missile defense unit. Earlier this year, the U.S. and South Korea had agreed the unit called THAAD would be located on a missile base southeast of Seoul. The new location is a golf course, and local residents objected, saying it poses health and environmental concerns, plus makes it a target for North Korea. Turning to U.S. politics, speaking to supporters, Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton unleashed a wave of attacks on Republican Donald Trump.
One of the things that we have found out is that, as his own campaign manager said about him, Donald Trump has built a lot of businesses on the backs of the little guy. Her words. And I have met people who have been the victims of his refusal to honor contracts, to pay what had been bargained for.
Trump also spoke to supporters.
Hillary Clinton is an insider fighting only for herself and for her donors. I'm an outsider fighting for you. Everything you need to know about Hillary Clinton, sometimes referred to as Crooked Hillary, can be understood with this simple but very important phrase: follow the money.
The two candidates faced each other in debate earlier in the week and will do so again on October the 9th in a town hall format where voters will be asking the questions. Curtis Roosevelt, the oldest grandson of the former U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt, has died at the age of 86, died at his home in France of an apparent heart attack. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.